There we go. With this, the fusion notes, because I was looking it up and I was like, okay, I'm not seeing much. I'd reached out to her and I said, because I was playing with it, but my brain, I'm really curious what this is. And she said that they might be called something else, but that it was a class that she had taken some years ago. And these power spots in between, so we'll just call them fusion nodes, that they're like these energy centers that assist the chakras, and that they can take, it's kind of like an angel. I thought of it exactly as this, like an angel for the chakra, like each chakra, because how our angels can help us and they take the weight, they can take the burden, they can help even out that energy. That's what these nodes do. And she said that you can imagine it in a 360, like a spherical harmonizing and balancing way as well. And this what it does is it can help balance. So if we're in between any of our chakras going up, you can play with this. So if it's between root and sacral solar plexus, I mean, between each of them, you know, of course me, I was like, ooh, I'm going to play with this. And it was tickly. It was really fun. I really liked it. And, in our Cindy Dale class, I did go online and ask if anybody knows of this, or if this is something that, it might be under a different name. And so far, nobody knows. So I'm hoping to find this out. But I do, and I listened to you guys. It was 7 hours of a 35-hour book.
Wow.
That's that Cindy Dale, the complete book of chakras.
Oh, wow.
I can't find my book anywhere, so it's packed somewhere. So, but I am listening to this book now, and it's pretty good. I mean, it's really interesting. I knew that we had crystals within us, but I wasn't sure how. And Cindy explained that we have, I think she called it magnetite, but we have these different crystals and many, many of them, in our brain structures, in our, I mean, not just in our bones and our organs, but that's where I really resonate with that, because, you know, I've talked about the crystalline grid and I've always felt that we have crystal connections that, because for me, it's really weird when I've encountered something very, very dark and malevolent, all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, this like huge crystal pyramid or huge crystal obelisk or this tower would show up. I mean, it would be probably like 10 feet in diameter, but it would like show up and just lock this thing in it. And it's really interesting because my friend that I was talking to on Saturday, she was in a group where this lady had brought in, she's a Pleiadian, but she had brought in this crystal and it had reptilian entities in it. And the point was they were experimenting with it. And so I'm clearing that right away because we started talking about it and I was like, whoa, like I could feel them starting to cord with me because, you know, we bring it up. They start to cord right away. So I am clearing that here. But basically it was a lot of, you know, when you just have that conversation and things just come together, you're like, oh, a lot of pieces kind of make that puzzle, complete, or at least give you a better picture. That's what she was talking about, with that. The point of that though, the study of that was, there's like a virus or like an energy, a frequency that you can send out to them that kind of like freezes them. It's like a virus that, they go away right away, basically. So there was a purpose. They weren't just playing with these dark entities. But it was really interesting because there's a lot of this, food for thought that I was thinking of for today. I was like, oh, we can journey and we can do all these things. So I was really excited. And what I was getting with this for Cindy Dale, a lot of what she teaches, it is hard to follow this book in particular. This is that like 1,000+ page book that I've had forever that I would literally have to just reference it. I couldn't just sit and read it. She goes into a lot of details, but it's really interesting. So I'm going to be listening to, I mean, it's 35 hours. I've got 7 down. So I'm going to see how much more I can do here today. But I don't know. I'm really fascinated to go in deeper in the subtle bodies. Really, I think diving in and wherever you are at in her courses, it's not based on that. Just FYI, this is just her, you know, right? Like all the books that I've had of hers that I'm like, oh my gosh, like it's just so much fun. There's a lot of exercises and different things in this book though. But yeah, I was going to see if you gals wanted to play a little bit with your fusion nodes, if that's what they are. See if you can connect to them, tap into them, and what they can do for you or how they can assist you. So I think there's a lot that we can do here. And it was funny because I didn't realize how much of a channel opener I am. So my friend, it was this little exercise that she had me do, and I had to hold the bridge of my nose and kind of pinch it for a minute. And she's like, you don't want to do this for more than 5 minutes. And I was like, well, what's going to happen in 5 minutes? Like, what's this about? And she's like, oh my gosh. Well, and then right away I got super dizzy and I didn't even hold it maybe more than 30 seconds. I was so dizzy. I was like, ooh, I got this. And she's like, okay, well, you can get dizzy or you definitely don't want to do these things when you're driving or operating machinery. And I was like, well, I just answered my own question. Like, I got it. It's okay. This is why I push the envelope. Like, I just have to know what's on the other side. I have to know that answer, but that came in pretty quick. I'm not going to do that long. But there's different things that I think this is where I'm so fascinated that we can have these experiences within our meat suit. Like, it's so fun. It's so much fun. I love to just push that envelope and really experiment because we're so used to living outward. It's like, what is it like to live in our body? Like if our body was our own playground, what if these different things that we can do, you know, it's interesting because my dreams last night was really weird, but really good. I think that a lot of this pyramid, I think the healing, I do notice I wake up, like I would have a stiff neck or I would have kind of I can tell when I haven't stretched and I wake up and I feel a lot more refreshed. I feel good. So it is kind of funny because, well, Kiara, she's still in bed right now, but crashed out. She will knock her head or hit the pyramid, the sides of the pyramid. And I'm always aware of things apparently, cause I don't ever trip over things or I see it and I walk around it, but I'm noticing my family is not the same way. Poor Dave hits his head on a lot of things or stubs his toes because he's never grounded. But Carter hits his head a lot. Kiara hits her head. I mean, it's like a lot of what I thought wasn't a big deal. The pyramid points, I mean, they just come straight out. So where your bed is, the point will go past it, the pole, which to me is like, it's pretty obvious, like you'd be able to see it, but I guess if you know you're in your own little world or whatever you're doing, you're not really paying attention to, or you know, remembering that there's this weird thing in the room. That is the only thing that I've noticed so far, and that's with other people. But I've really been drawn to going inward. I've noticed a real, real push to just keep experimenting, going within. And in addition to, I think that's what it made that listening to Cindy's book for so long yesterday, that there was a lot it was kind of coming to me. So it could just be in alignment with what's coming in already and I'm grasping it, or it's the pyramid is helping. I don't know. But I just feel, I just get my little spot on the bed. I got my earphones on, you know, I'm listening to this audiobook and I'm getting a lot of laundry done. I mean, I'm getting things done, but it's like, I don't know. I just feel like I'm in a whole different world. I'm not sure. So again, it could be just where I'm at in my journey. Maybe that this adds to it or helps it, but I felt good. So I wanted to play with the nodes and the energy centers and just kind of where they're at. Are you gals open to that?
Yes.
Oh, Shelly, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Yeah.
Okay. I had my headphones in. My kids are still here. Sharon had messaged she wants a recording, and I'll take a recording too, just in case I have to leave partway through because the kids have a 2-hour late start today.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. With this cold out, do you think they just shut down school?
Well, they haven't called it yet, but yeah, they called it 2 hours late.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah, for sure. Okay.
And is it okay if I start it and then I have to drive them, or should I just wait and do it later?
Oh yeah, you can. It's not like you, it doesn't, it's just like a little bit of noticing where this is in your body. It's not okay. Like it opens up something and then you can't drive for a while or.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't. Perfect. Yeah. yeah. My gosh. That would not be good.
Well, it was just that I was like, I don't know if we're doing that pinching thing, and I'm kind of a test the boundaries kind of person anyway. So,
right. Yeah. 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 That was, interesting, but, nope, this is just basically in our chakras within where we're at. If we can imagine them, we're just going to draw our attention to a certain, part in our body. That's pretty much it. And then just if we can tap into it and then feel it, like what it feels like around it, within it, like all those, you know, fun, playful questions. So that's pretty much it. You're, yeah. Okay. Alrighty. So, okay. Okay. Here we go. So if you can, just get nice and relaxed, but in a trance state or that butter zone where you're just nice and relaxed and just the thoughts are flowing. It's really the intention is to allow this beautiful, loving energy to come in. Divine energy. The purpose is to ground with this divine energy light. So allowing our roots to grow deep into the earth. Connecting with her crystalline grid. Which I'm seeing two layers of. It's where there's a pink layer. It looks like a blueprint. I mean, it's kind of how I see the crystalline grid. It looks like a lot of lines. And underneath that one, there's another layer of a grid that's blue. One is pink, one is blue. And then I see gold in the background, but I'm not seeing a gold grid. So I'm not sure what they're having us do, but I am drawn to connect to both of the grids. So if you're wrapping roots around the grids, or if you incorporate your vines or your roots growing into the grid, as well as growing from it, whatever that looks like for you. Okay, really deep into the earth. I am seeing a gold grid now. So also connecting to that grid and letting that beautiful gold earth energy run through your veins. Let the energies flow in your thoughts and your heart.
Steph, I don't mean to interrupt, but I keep feeling like you should see if your friend's soul wants to come on this too.
Oh, okay. I don't know, I feel a no.
Just wanted to put it out there because it wouldn't stop.
And I'm feeling she'll cord with us and so we should, if she does come, let's keep her in a bubble.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I think I know who it is and I keep just trying to clear her stuff from me.
Yeah.
Oh. Jeffy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where, cause I can feel her and it's weird in our class. She's texted me a few times now, but I can tell when there's times where she reaches out. Cause really, I mean, underneath, she's just such a sweet soul, but she's mm-hmm. There's a lot that, I don't think she's processing. And if it's like, oh my God, healing, like, like even just telling her to drink a glass of water, like you just had a session. She's like, I'm not going to do that. Like she stifles herself.
Right. Wait till she's ready.
Yeah. So it's a good, yeah, I like that. So if her soul wants to join, there's already a nice little cushy VIP bubble for her. She can be off to the side. But yeah, it's like she can watch the game from there.
Right. Right.
No, I like that suggestion. Thank you, Shelley. And that gold energy, I'm seeing it run through all of us now. It's really neat, but there's a place where we're standing and there's a lot of gold lighting underneath us. So it kind of comes up like it's almost like those disco floors, you know, or they'd have the different lights. But it's such a beautiful illuminated place. And so we're coming together. So it is the five of us. I do still see the five. Sharon is here in spirit, connecting hands and connecting hearts. And then I'm seeing this heart in the middle, as we always do, this arc in the middle in between all of us, or at the center of all of us, this beautiful gold heart. And I'm seeing it grid, that gold heart is gridding, it's courting, growing roots to that beautiful gold energy that's below us and that's within us. And it's so interesting. I'm seeing that we're so far into the earth that all of her chakras feel like a very, very long distance away and above us. I was asking if we should connect to a chakra. I was feeling like we don't have to, but if you do, whatever one resides for you, go ahead and connect there. Oh, because, okay, that, so they're saying that the inner wheel of where we're at is like her own chakra. It's kind of her energy center. It's like her spirit chakra. So we're very deep into the inner wheel of this chakra. This is why it looks so different. I've never seen it like this with the, I don't know, the disco gold lights coming up below us. It's like a beautiful energy, but it's not intense. I mean, a lot of the colors, the imagery, it feels so calm here. It's so relaxing and soothing. And still connecting from above. Bringing in that beautiful divine light. Pouring it down like a beautiful crown funnel. This beautiful heaven light coming down like honey. Okay, so I'm seeing it go within us, through us, and it's this beautiful heaven. And heaven honey, it's not as slow as honey. It's a little bit faster, like syrup. when I pour it on things, it just coats it pretty quickly, but it just has this beautiful glowing, sparkling gold energy that it's this intention of just really putting it down, bringing it down, down deep into all of our chakras. And with our intention today, asking that working with the fusion nodes or any other names they may be known as, that they assist us today, that they let themselves be heard, that we can offer them a healing or offer them an online connection to our energy systems. And how I was seeing it when I was playing with them, it was kind of like a light that filled in between the main chakras that looked like a spine. And my first thought was, oh, right, because we have a back in the spine, that's like our support system, that's our bone, that's our structure. I saw that as like an energetic spine for the front of our being, the front of our person. Okay. And here, if you're guided to say any prayers for anybody, yourself, if there is there anything you'd want, like to wish and intend for yourself as well. We, of course, ask that any and all energies that we're playing with be modulated and integrated at a pace that works best for us and with our higher self, who's modulating it, basically. And I feel like we don't have to say this. Our higher self already knows what to do, but sometimes it helps the human mind remember that we have that brake pedal, that it's okay. If it's a little bit much, we can slow it down. So if you can now, if you're feeling connected and divinely supported from above, below, and within, imagine all your beautiful ancestors, your beings of light, your guides, angels, healers, teachers, ascended masters. And heck, let's call in all energy medicine teachers and guides, any of the helpers in this field that can teach us. I am drawn to bring in Dr. Valerie Hunt. I've known of her through Cindy Dale for the last so many years, but she in the 70s had substantialized a lot of the chakras, that they emanate light, that they have lights in numbers of dimensions. The chakras themselves have a number of dimensions. Chakras also have sounds. A lot of these really, really wonderful studies that she did as an energy medicine worker. A lot of Cindy Dale, you can, Cindy's talked about this, where her work is, it has branched off from one of those teachers, such as Valerie Hunt. And asking that all information that we receive be a divine light, that it be for our best or better. It be of divine truth. Calling in the ancestors, all the beings that can help and assist us, again, for our best or better and for the good and the good of all. This isn't a space to take on any of the ancestral patterns, cordings, any traditional hardships, anything of the sort. We are asking for the wisdom, guidance, and the fruition of lifetimes. For the purposes of teaching and compassion. Let all these beautiful energies step forward to help create our sacred space in our laboratory. I am being guided to, again, cloak our sacred space here on our little lab. I keep hearing the word spirit lab. A beautiful facility that holds us energetically and supports us, as well as being a beautiful learning experience within our own lab, within our own bodies. So I am bringing chakras into our meditation here, asking that chakras, that they be easy for us to connect to, that they can offer information, that it comes through with clear guidance and clarity. Acknowledging our chakras. And this is the Hindu. There's a lot of chakra systems I was learning about that some have only two or three, some have many. So a lot of the ones, when we talk about the seven main ones, that's the Hindu. A lot of those philosophies. In the Vedic teachings, these are thousands of years old. And so asking all that is, that we intend to have an experience today with the intention not to open up portals or doorways, not to throw off our Kundalini energy, but just in a sense to tap into play where it's safe. And if you can imagine now being at your root chakra, so if that one's down closer to your feet, that one's fine. If you're up closer to your genitals, that area down below, the base of your spine, that is fine. If you can intend and ask to be brought to your root chakra, And if you need to feel it out a little bit, ask it what it might need, where you're at in your body, what's going on. How are you feeling? Okay. And then send yourself any healing, send yourself any light if you need. If you see your chakras, if they spin for you, what that might look like. If they feel offline or out of alignment. Okay. And if you're good, or where you're at, if you can put that on hold for a moment, because we're going to jump into that first, that fusion node, which is between your first and your second chakra. If you can, just bring awareness to that part of your body. Maybe if you have a wand, you have to hit that space a little bit to bring out that light, that illumination, to get it on board, to feel connected to it. If you can visualize it or feel it, or if you just know, whatever your senses are telling you. And for me, it's like a little, there's a tickle there. There's an awareness, but there's a tickle there. And now what I like to do is just ask it if it needs anything. It's kind of like a quick greeting, like, hi, hello, good morning, how are you? What do you need? It's a little bit of an acknowledgement. I didn't know about you until this weekend. I knew, you know, there's a lot that about our bodies we're not aware of, but now that we've brought awareness to a part of our body, I do like to treat it as if it is, you know, a someone that I'm acknowledging, I'm appreciating, all these little energy systems and things that they do for our bodies. That's just our innate ability or gift. I don't know if it comes with the spirit molecule. It's just with the spark of life. That's what comes with the territory. If this is something different, but I do like to greet and connect to each part of my body that I'm working with. Get that connection going. It's building a relationship. And then with this beautiful light, if you're in between your first and your second chakra, it kind of looks like for me, I did like a little 3D scan. So I'm kind of assessing my whole body. And so that's front to back, left to right, up and down, wherever you're guided to go. To my understanding, what this node does is it helps, and this is all of them in between our chakras, that it really helps the chakras run their own energy. It kind of takes the weight off. It takes off some of that, what the chakra is already doing. So they're like the helpers in that sense too. And they can process, they can move energy, they can do a lot of things. And it's different. It's not the meridian system. And the Nadis, they're a little bit, and that's N-A-D-I, Nadis. That's a little bit of a different system too. And to my understanding, the Nadis, it's kind of like our meridian system, but the Nadis can help. They can help push energy through, but it's kind of like, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but it's that old Hot Wheels racetrack where you'd hit the certain magnetic part of the track and it would really launch the car to come back around, and then it would launch it again. So it was kind of self-propelling. In that sense, that's my understanding anyway, or that's how I see the Nadis, is they're like these little points working with the chakras and the meridians that they help really push through like either barriers or structures or different energies. They can help move things. And so at least in this concept, what I'm guided to see is it's different than that system. And so if you're seeing the arcing between the first and the second chakra, if it's like a teeter-totter, if it's bringing you awareness or gifts, whatever this is for you, if you want to sit with it for a moment, because what I'd like to do is go up through the rest of our nodes here. And it's okay if you don't feel anything. This is completely, it's a new concept. It's a new awareness to a part of your body we probably haven't been before. There's a lot of things going on here. So please be gentle on yourself if you're not feeling it or not feeling connected to it. Or it doesn't just jump up right away and have a lot to say. You'll get there. Just a little bit of awareness and practice. So for me, mine is telling me I need more broccoli, more water. And it's showing me my trace minerals that I take. I do need more of those. Okay. Okay. Now I'm going up. So I am kind of passing like a little clear elevator. I'm not in the elevator with my chakras. This is like another, a secondary elevator where I'm going up now. I'm passing and I can see this beautiful orange energy, beautiful center of my chakra there. You know, and again, different systems and different beliefs around chakras, they don't all follow the traditional, I keep saying Hindu, but it's that energy system and those colors. So other cultures, other beliefs, other different healing systems, they do see the chakras as different colors. So that's why I say if you're guided, if you don't see that traditional color, what we're taught is that color. If it's something else for you, go with what you're feeling, go with what you see and what you're guided to work with. So I'm going up past a beautiful glowing orange. And then I'm going to be in a space now that's in between my sacral and my solar plexus. So where my little elevator stopped, I can see the beautiful, that golden yellow above me and the beautiful orange below me. But I'm going to get out of this little elevator. And like I have a little flight suit on so I can kind of zip around like a little fly. And I can explore this space as well as land on it and get the feeling the messages from it. And here I feel like I'm guided to ask for some balancing and some shifting of this fusion node. Asking and intending that any and all healings come with grace and ease, that they be good for my body, for my physical body, my spiritual body, and the chakra bodies. I'm not looking to disrupt any of the systems. I want whatever healing to come in that will integrate It's like, oh, no, we're regulated. We're good. I just heard that. And if at any time you're working within these spaces and you feel that there's something with your chakra, your main chakras that are off or that just need more of attention, it's okay if you stop what you're doing to bring awareness and go back to your chakra. It's okay. Sometimes our body will get into a thing where we're feeling guided to do a certain exercise and come to find out it veers, you know, it takes us a strong right. We get off the path a little bit. That's okay. I always say go where you're guided to go. If you're needing that time and attention to yourself right then and there, that's the place to do it. That's fine. I can't tell you how many tour guides I've been on where I've been lost or I've been like the last person. So it's okay. Okay. So if your awareness is at that place in between your second and your third chakra, what is it showing you? What is it teaching you? And I would like to open it up too to you gals. Do you have any questions or is there anything you want to share? Is there anything that you're experiencing or that you want help with? So moving forward, if you do have any questions, just let me know.
Steph, I was called to harmonize, balance, and align all of the, what are the nodes?
Okay.
And that was like from the beginning. What is it called again?
Fusion nodes.
Fusion node. Thank you. Cause I like my brain started getting stuck. I couldn't remember the first word, but when we were down by the, between the root and it was like, all of a sudden I just intentionally started going up myself. And then, but I feel like it's a work in progress, right? Like it's just something new, but
yeah. That's what, I was hearing too, was this is a lot of it's harmonizing, it's balancing, but then it's also, it's like harmonizing or it's not like governing, but I think it's, you know, like it takes a village to raise a child kind of a thing. It's kind of what it feels like that it plays a part where it's not just bringing in the harmony and balance to those parts within us, but also to the chakras that it helps and assists. So it's, and I think that's what my friend was saying too, was that there's a lot of this, that it's about that part of us.
Yeah. And mine were just happy to be seen, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. that's kind of how it felt. Like I felt very giddy. So I don't know if you experienced this, but when you tap into different parts of your body, sometimes you can feel the emotion of it, or you can feel, the overall message. But for me, I feel that part of that excitement. I was like, oh my God, yay, we're going to play now. Like you pick me, you know, like you're, it feels like there's a part of that. Yeah, it's very beautiful for you. And it's interesting, Shelley, because I know you've been doing so much work and processing, but it's like, hey, yeah, like, you know, a shout out to all the other people, you know, maybe the big names aren't mentioned, but when we say that in gratitude, thank you for everyone else. Or the unknowns, it's kind of like it's beautiful because your body is really feeling heard.
I get that. And I love it.
That is beautiful. And I am working. So for me, I was doing a lot of clearing work on Dave yesterday and his hips. He's been having hip issue. I mean, he has it for a long time, but it's been with his, it's correlated hips are like family. So it's, when he broke his back in the Army, it was interesting because he also had hip pain, a lot of hip pain. And they deemed it as pre-existing conditions that they gave him bursitis of the hips, which at 23, he was 23. I think he was 22 when he broke his back. I can't remember. So at any rate, so all this time, his hips have really been bothering him. And a lot of it is, it brings it in. He doesn't ground or shield himself like I wished he would. So a lot of this energy I'm drawn to healing parts of myself. So, cause I always clear myself when I work on someone. But because we're married, a little bit of that comes through the pipes there. So I want to, bring that attention and awareness to you because we've all been married. We've all had this connection. And so what can happen is we can carry the burden of others on our hips as well. So this is, it's familial. I mean, it's family, but it's also energetically weight that we're carrying because there's also our female anatomy and that energy there. A lot of healing happens there. It's a lot of security. If you think of that nest, a lot of us carry these energies because there's been family and family members. They haven't had enough love in their life, enough light, enough support. And if you feel guided to, if you can just, I don't know if it's like acknowledge your hips or bring in the family members. If anyone pops into your mind, giving them the hug that you feel that they're needing, if it's a word, if it's a feeling, whatever this is, so that we can, it's kind of like letting go of grudges or letting go of little thorns at our side that energetically might not be ours, but from the marriage, we've had an energy soup. Where if you've taken on your husband's last name, you've taken on the energy signature, you've taken on his whole family lineage. So that's a part of, I don't know, I think women should stop doing that. I get it. It's tradition. I think there's a lot energetically right here, though, in this sweet spot that if you can acknowledge and see if you can let go, if anything is coming out or blowing away, anything you can send love and compassion to, and including yourself in this. And it's really cute. When I went to that space between the second and third chakra, you know, when you're pregnant and baby is inside of you, it's kind of what it felt like. There was this little hand that came in from my belly, and then I put my hand over it like we're connecting. It was really beautiful. It was a very beautiful embrace too. And this is why I feel like I've just always resonated with us being dimensional beings, because or interdimensional, because we go so many places, but our chakras, they're like endless tubes of journeying. I mean, we can go down them like a water slide, but there's so many adventures. There's so many things to learn, a lot of takeaways for ourselves. And so I feel like a lot of this is about being in a deep, sacred connection with your truest self. I feel that dimensionally we can outwardly go, it's easy, right? We dream, we have ideas, we're in our thoughts and our mind. But when we can internally go within, and just the same, if we can see or feel or know, we can learn a lot about ourselves and our own body's wants and needs. And this hip clearing, if it's just a, hey, you know what? I've taken your baggage for so long, it drops, it's done, it's here. You can clear it out just as like a dirty shirt, just off it goes. If there's a little bit more of a conversation, if there's anything else you want to come back and revisit, I just want you to remember, you don't have to take on the pain or the struggle, and please do not feel guilt. When I was doing this the other day, it was like, there was weird parts of me, like, why did I feel guilt for this? Or why did I feel guilt? And even as a little kid, just remembering that there was a lot of guilt associated with things that for some reason I've always felt. Looking back, I understand, because it wasn't my energy, but it did stop me from doing some things or inhibited me. So guilt might come up, and that's okay. If you're experiencing anything that you're not understanding, please greet yourself with that warmth and compassion. If you want to, you can ask it questions. If it's served its purpose, if it's doing something for you. I was getting intestinal stuff. I got some bacteria stuff for myself. Leaning into that, the bacteria was saying that it's the gut health. The bacteria was saying that it was helping protect me, right? Because we think, okay, gut, this and that, like there's all these unwanted bacterias, but they have their own consciousness. And I'm sharing this as an example as to how far deep you can go with this information if you get anything. And virus or not, but anything that you can really just stop in that moment and ask it, talk to it. We're running all these different systems at any one time. And I think we're coming in when we meditate and do these exercises, it's like defragmenting our computer, or coming in and spring cleaning, like giving everything a boost, a refreshened. It's like opening the windows on that beautiful warm spring day, giving things life again. Parts of us that were forgotten or had lied dormant for so long, many millennia, maybe many lifetimes. So there's not judgment either, though. And that's where I wanted to emphasize this. You can think of, oh, there's a virus speaking to me. Oh, it needs to go right away. Well, but it can help. It might not be serving anymore or serve at all, but it comes in with the intention to help. So with anything, I compassionately ask that if I can bring in a frequency that can help soothe that virus, that it can help it be on its way or help it end its cycle. Or I don't have an affinity for just getting things done and over with and just uncomfortable, it needs to go. I feel I want to lean into it because it's teaching me. It's a part of me, but it's also, I cannot feel good about something, or I might have emotions and I don't understand that it's this virus's emotions or its own, maybe it's from someone else, like these kinds of things that really teach us how to feel in our own body and when to know when energy isn't ours. This is that relationship and that connection that I was speaking of. And it's interesting. I am drawn to do a navel cord healing. So I was moving ready to go in between the third now and the fourth chakras, and the navel, the umbilical cord was like, whoa, let's stop right here. Maybe for some of you that where your belly button is, maybe that is your between that third and fourth space. It's a lot of the energy systems, you know, the solar plexus might be above the belly button and the sacral is below it. Or I just say go with where you're guided to go. Just whatever feels right for you. There's so many belief systems or so many different things for people that just wherever you're comfortable and resonate with. But let's bring attention and awareness to our belly button. And I'm drawn to pull out that beautiful, that extension of love that we had when we were once corded with our mothers. Ooh, all of a sudden I was like, this might get really deep. I don't know if I want to go that deep. I'll lightly guide you, but if you're feeling there's things here, I would invite you to come back and revisit this idea with this meditation with the umbilical cord. Because our intention is not to open up portals or to launch us into something else. It's I'm trying to stay on that outline of working with all of these fusion nodes. But I do feel that there is some umbilical cord healing. So the space that it was healed, we also took on the energy of those that were around us in our birth, those that are around us while we were in the womb, what the environment was like. Any parts of that that I feel drawn to, I'm just sending it love and light. But I am seeing, so for an extended journey, I am seeing us kind of traveling up, like we're building that umbilical cord back to the placenta, back to mother's womb. That's where I feel like you can go and take it and do a whole beautiful healing journey there. But I'll, for these purposes, I'll just kind of let that be the vision or that idea. I can plant that seed with you. But this cord healing, I want to come back into our bodies and bring it into our awareness with our little belly buttons. How I miss my cute little belly button that I used to have when I was in really good shape. bringing back all those beautiful healing energies though in that space, because that was our first connection to our whole selves after our belly button, that cord was cut. And so it feels like sometimes for us, I know scars or different things can bruise. Different things can activate, become active again. I've heard that before from somebody. It was their tattoos were becoming active again. It can emanate energy. It can emanate as anything would. But there's a purpose there. There's a point where someone else's energy was on us or near us. And whenever there's a medical situation, I always feel like that's the trauma. Part of the trauma loop was because we're so open and we're going into things that we don't know. We feel so vulnerable. A lot of times we attach with things or things want to glob onto us. That adds to that traumatic moment. So if you had a traumatic birth or if you've had a traumatic birth, a lot of what Belly Button is saying here is that this is about you coming into your soul as your this beautiful being. But coming into your soul is meaning like how I'm seeing that isn't, it's like coming into your power, kind of coming into your real goddess energy. That it's like we went from this space where we were cradled into another space now where the cord was cut, like you're on your own. And if there's any abandonment or if there's any things here, again, I'm not going to go into that, but just to surfacey touch on things. If you're feeling any part of this, or any concern or worry, I know as soon as that cord is cut, mothers, our first instinct is where's baby? You know, it's all external now. They're not connected. They're not safe within us. And so for us as mothers, I feel like this cord is also our connection, our motherly love. So if you feel guided to, you can branch it out to your children. And those on the other side, they still feel it. They're still connected with us. So if there's any children that we have lost or any children that didn't come into full, fully growing in our uterus. This beautiful motherly love hugs them, warms them. Knowing and acknowledging our bodies have birthed a human. Still the most mind-blowing, fascinating thing I think that we can possibly do. But this cord healing, I'm seeing a lot of this beautiful love coming in from the belly button and radiating out. So it's almost like we are carrying our own selves. Here's like that weird fractal. So what I'm seeing is there's a beautiful cord that's coming from us going to another part of ourselves. So it's like we are carrying our own energy, our spirit, our soul, all these things, but we're sending love to ourselves as if we're our own mother as well. And I feel like what I'm saying is that, or what they're having me say is that being able to fulfill the things that maybe our actual mothers have not, coming in and releasing those stories, the programming there, anything that's brought us to disagreement or anything that's brought us to a place where we can't be our full selves around our mothers or feel accepted. This is permission to come in and just release all those stories from ourselves. Really release it from the cellular, the molecular levels. Because our minds know what happened. Our bodies don't. I mean, our bodies do, but they also, they hold on to things. And it's kind of like a dog in that sense. And this is a beautiful gift. And then hear me out. How I see it is when we have these new stories that we can integrate or we can show ourselves kind of there, that unconditional love, they just do what they're guided to do. And if we're running the story where there's always this, you know, negative interaction or moms are hard to deal with, whatever this is, it's really about being able to paint a new picture because energetically we're letting go. We're not holding on to that, which confines us. We have the ability to release all that. And a new story, honestly, is like a new big shiny bone to a dog where it's got the little bow on it and they don't care about the old bone. It's a bone. They don't care. But this one is new and this one is fun and this one is just all theirs and they're so excited and they're going to have these new adventures. That's what I mean, the playfulness. That's about being able to introduce something and just that simple. You don't have to relive it. You don't have to re-experience any of it. I always say that I think that showing it love and compassion, a lot of times our moms did the very best or with what they had or at that moment with what they could. Sometimes moms had to check out. Sometimes moms were so stressed out. They're on their own journey. So being able to take all of that that is and send that love and compassion, that's all that matters. It's still love and compassion. It's still a part of you, but now your body isn't going to follow that story anymore. It's not serving. So coming in with a new story, be the mom that you didn't have or in ways that you wished she could. Paint those images, paint that picture. And with the umbilical cord, it's beautiful. It's like I'm seeing the cord coming in and like that placenta, this beautiful cord and the nerves around it, sending it all to different spaces within us and around us. And I feel like that's another part where I can leave this if you want to journey in again a little bit more with that. Okay, this is really cute, but they're saying kind of think of us as like the urgent care, but also like the care center. So urgent care, like, oof, I need something right now, an emotional assistance, but then also it kind of turns into that day spa where your inner child, your inner self, these parts of you that you're needing can bring you this beautiful, this Zen healing energy, bring you whatever this is. There's a lot that you can do. They're saying care center, kind of like your one-stop shop. So it feels like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all those things. They're also saying generationally. So bringing in this beautiful light, thanking it and honoring it for that beautiful image. I am excited now to hop up in between the solar plexus and my heart. And here, again, there's going to be a lot of things that want, because some of these are emotional centers. We just came out of the psychology. A lot of that space was a physical connection to how we feel and what we think about ourselves. So this is about being able to come in with like the highest love. If you can imagine the most beautiful, unconditional love for yourself, compassion for yourself, compassion for others. And in between your third and your fourth chakras here, just to bring awareness to it, send love and light. Because again, the fusion nodes, as I was told and understand them, and it's just a brief kind of explanation. So how I understand them is that they really help beautifully lift or help serve the other two main chakras. And so they'll come in and they do bring balance and harmony. They do really come in to help take away some of the things from the other chakras if there's too much. Maybe if it's a dominant chakra or it's becoming a little bit imbalanced. What they talk about is the wheels of life, that the chakras themselves can be spinning too slow or not enough, or they're too fast and they're over. So there can be underactive and overactive chakras. And these parts of that, the nodes, what I feel like they do is kind of just come in as, again, that assistance team to work on and help take off a lot of that energy so it can flow better. It's kind of like a secondary water system. So thank goodness for garbage disposals because we would have a lot of clogged pipes. So it's a little bit about serving a purpose in a way that helps regulate the flow and keep things going. And I think that's harmony is what that is when things are in balance, a lot of us can feel a zen with it, but we can also just feel we're just open and we're doing what we're doing. And it's not so much as a state of mind, but it's a state of being. So whatever harmony is for you, to me, harmony is things are congruent and working with all the systems, everything's online and operating as it should be. Like a computer, you open up and bring it out of the box, it's just ready to go, state of the art, or like a brand new car, same thing. And here again, I want to talk about renewing your cells. So we have these different programs. Our cells regenerate so often, some every day, some every couple days, some a little bit longer. But let's ask that we intend to work with our innate. If there's a timekeeper, if there's a clock, if there's something that we're adhered to. For myself, I wish I disconnected from that, but I like that my idea, my intention is to have my cells regenerate daily. And I've overhealed some things before, that is possible, but that's a beautiful knowing. You can do that. So the cells in our stomachs and our nerves, our blood, our brains, our organs, our skin, our bones. I heard it takes 2 years we regenerate bones. So it's like we're constantly building new parts of ourselves. I've heard that at about 28 to 30 that we will bring, our bodies will come to a point where we were at our prime. And now things start to slow down. I think it's that time, that clock, that here on earth, we talk about aging, we talk about, but I don't think age reversal is all that hard of a concept, that it's nice to have, but what does that look like? And this is how I see it, is it comes in and it reverses. It kind of comes in like cleans up the free radicals. It really comes in. So that's that control panel that I invite you to tap into, or just set your tone, just set whatever it is that you're wishing that your body operates on, that you can have impact and control on that. Okay, bringing our awareness now, going in that little elevator again, I'm going past my heart chakra. Okay, and I'm stopping at just before or below my throat. And there's a lot of energies here, a lot of beautiful healing, a lot of messages. I'm already hearing things like it's saying that it's my compassion and my passion that is directly correlated with my heart and my speaking. Me as an artist, I mean, there's a pretty strong link here. So I feel like this one's been connected for a long time, this fusion node. So I'm coming in again with each of these, asking if they need anything, if there's healing, if there's things that they can do, anything that they have to say. And if there are colors for you, if they're whatever this is, just go with it. Have fun with it. This is the part that why it gets to be so much fun, because there's no wrong, but there's also no real end to it. There's limitless journeys that we can have with these different parts of ourselves and these energy systems. So it is kind of like an inner world of Alice in Wonderland. Like we are a walking movie, or we are a walking, just the ability and what we can do. Again, the human body just fascinates me. And it's pretty courageous, you know, the things that we don't know what we're guided to do. We just show up in each other's lives, and we just show up not knowing. And there's such a beautiful element to that. I feel like that's a little bit of our service related, our, I don't know, not quite like civic duty, but it kind of is just like our connection with humans, connection with being, especially as healers. A lot of us feel that that service part of us helping connect to others to heal is ingrained in us. And I feel like that's what is so prominent here for me in this space between my heart and my throat chakra. Okay. And again, always chime in if you have any questions or anything you want to share. So I'm going from that space below my throat. I'm now going up past it, and I'm stopping right about my, for me, I just feel like I'm at my chin and mouth area. Partly because I also know that there's other chakras there, you know, with our nose, our chin. I mean, there's chakras everywhere, but really stopping and asking what it needs. It's kind of funny. You know what I see? It's like those marathon runners where the people holding the cups out for them as they run by. It's like these beautiful cups of water. Just, oh, thank you. I need that refresher. That's kind of what this feels like. A little bit of this journeying is going. It's like this marathon of energy that's always running, but we're assisting. We're holding out that cup of maybe if it's needed emotion, if it's support, if it's whatever this is, it's a beautiful emotion there. Or physical support. And I have a tingling in my ears too. I don't know what this is, but sometimes, so I know our chakras, they have their own sounds, and I haven't heard them, but why not? I mean, ask if you can hear them, ask if you can play with them, ask, you know, any part of this that it gets you into that zone or really gets you integrated with those energy systems. Again, go where you're guided to. Okay. And coming up now from my mouth area, I am drawn to go past my third eye and my crown. So kind of like, I guess we're about my hairline-ish is. And it's weird because it's like, I kind of see the crown as like the whole head. That's just how I see it. But I am intending that there is its own space. Wow. And this is interesting. It's all of a sudden, it was like this beautiful diamond light came in and it was shining like a beautiful stained glass window that I was looking up at. And it's like these beautiful blues, like these crystal blues. I guess kind of like calcite. Oh, speaking of, that's what I learned is also in our brains. I think that's what my affinity for calcites are. Like I've had to have them in every color. I've had to have them in all sizes. Calcites are just so, I've love calcites. Well, this makes sense. Listening to Cindy's book, she was talking about that all the different calcites, these crystals that are in our brains. And she was saying that it was, I don't know the ratio, but it was like so many parts per billion kind of a thing. But there was a lot. And that activation with the pineal gland, she was saying that sometimes as teens, what can happen is known as like crystal sand, where things are, maybe our pineal gland is calcified. There's different parts of our brain as we grow that build these crystalline structures. And if they're not built right, or if there's a way that they've not been in congruence with what's coming in, and due to their age and emotionally, if they weren't supported, right? Like all these things with the chakras and how they integrate into that. But a lot of this, I thought was so fascinating that these crystals that, and she named off a few other ones, and it really blew my mind. But it resonated with me. I mean, that's another thing. Always take what you hear and see if it's your truth. You know, I feel like that way we're not just slinging around what people have told us. It's really our genuine knowing, our feeling, because some things that are truth for people aren't for others. And again, there's no wrong. But at least it resides with you. It's telling you something now. It's connecting with you for a reason. If that's your truth, why is it your truth, right? So take it the next step. Go even further with it. What is it telling you? What is it? What can it show you? So that beautiful, and back to that crystal blue color. It does. It looks like a soft blue calcite. Which I had, and I don't know where it went. So these beautiful healing stones, and the crystals themselves, and how they help us. And again, whatever you're seeing here, if you're drawn to anything, feeling anything, wanting to connect. And tap in, see what it's saying. I am, when I'm in this chakra, or I'm sorry, when I'm in this fusion node, I do feel really spacey right now. I feel really light. So I am going to bring in that divine honey, that heaven honey, and have it come down, mixing it with those fusion nodes, as well as intending that it all this energy, all this activation and awareness come down and out through the bottoms of my feet and my roots, taking it down into the earth. Well, there we go. So I feel a lot more present and a lot more grounded. And at any time, if anything is ever uncomfortable with you or for you, don't continue it. Sometimes light exercises, even a little something, maybe it opens up, or maybe it's like, you know, too much. You can stop the exercise, or like I say, always put a dial on it. If it's too loud, turn it down. It's your experience, and I don't ever want you to have one that's uncomfortable. So know that you're always in control. And that you can do what feels comfortable. And then if it feels right, try it next time. Maybe you can venture out a little bit more, or just keep it where it's safe for you. And I'm seeing this beautiful coming together of our hands and our hearts. And it's cool because now that heart that I always see and be in the middle of us, that gold heart, sometimes it's a pink. But right now it's this beautiful gold kind of energy flame heart. And then above it, I'm seeing all these hearts that are, they're calcites. And there's, I think, every color in the rainbow of calcite that you can think of. And they're all like pastel colors, more or less. So I know blue, green, yellow, orange, pink, white, blue, green. And I'm sure there's more. Um, So I'm asking calcite to come in and activate. So if there's that within our brain, if it's going to open up pathways, doorways, anything for our healing, for our abilities with our gifts, our seeing, sensing, knowing, any parts of this calcite, if it can help and assist with that, I ask that it be activated within our brain, or that it be brought online, that of course it's integrated, and that it be at a pace that we can handle. I'm not not looking to blow anyone's chakras here. So that it be modulated, but you're at your own discretion. And that's interesting. They're just, I heard that, so it is done. So I feel like that is about the last of that for that exercise that they had us do and going within the fusion nodes. And they're talking a little bit about being able to work with these energy systems at any point. You don't have to work from the root to get to, you know, that wherever you want to go, you can just tap into that part of you. And there are these fusion nodes. So this is in between the chakras. I mean, you can go between 7 and 8, 8 and 9, you know, you can keep going. So it's not just the 7 main ones that we know of. This is something that, if I'm already feeling that lightheaded and really, spinny between my 6th and 7th chakra. Yeah, that's telling me I'm gonna, that's definitely, that's going to be, one where I have to sit down and really, watch how physically I am, because I think a lot of times we're so used to going into these higher realms, so it's very easy to tap into, but I can sense that there's going to be a big grounding that I am going to have to do. Yeah, I feel, how does everyone feel? Are you feeling okay? I don't want to leave you spacey or dizzy or off. You're good. Okay. Okay, perfect. Yeah, it was really interesting, all the different things that they were seeing. It was kind of like an elevator, one of those freight elevators where you can go, and I don't know if you've been in one, that it's like you can see the different floors as you're going up. It's kind of what it looked like. Like, yeah, you could get off here or you can keep going. So it's kind of interesting. Hi.
What's on? Oh, thank you, sweetie. Okay, can you get your schooling done?
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of stay up late in our household and we start school later. It's actually kind of nice. But schooling isn't, oh my gosh, it's hardly 3 hours a day. Yeah, I just feel this beautiful, all these hearts, these calcite hearts. So if you're guided to connecting that gold heart with each of those little hearts, it's kind of like a gradient in colors, but then also in sizes. So the gold heart is the biggest one. And this is just how I'm seeing it. So if you do it, it's different, work with you. But these hearts, as they go up, they get smaller and smaller. So actually, I do have, this is a calcite. It's one of those clear ones. Like you can put it over something and read it. It's reader's calcite or reader's, or what do they call it? The script. You can put it over things basically, and it can kind of emphasize or almost look like a magnifying glass. But this is a very beautiful stone too. So this is the one, the lighter ones I see at the top. And there are some that I call them ice cubes. They're basically like clear calcite that are extremely, they're so beautiful, but they're clear, like as if they're a quartz. And I have a couple at my office. They're in like these really cool kind of cube shapes. So, again, calcite, it can be, I do have a very beautiful amber color calcite that looks like a quartz. It's got a lot of shiny, the rainbows in it. It looks almost like it's citrine, but it's actually, it's calcite. So there are more of the translucent types as more of the opaque stones as well. So it just kind of depends on, of course, the geological, the temperature, the heat, the moisture, the elements, the minerals, everything that's around, how it composites the stones, but so fascinating. sorry. yeah, wow. You're feeling good. You're feeling in your body. I'm still coming into my body, so. Okay. Does anyone have any questions or anything you want to share? No? Okay. As always, if you want, you know, reach out later and if or something comes up, you know, you can ask me, ask the group, whatever that is. Wow. So I am feeling guided though, because of how open I feel. I don't like this. it is a little much. I'm going to intend that we've brought attention and kind of activating things that we kind of cloak or dim, or, you know, if we work through a chakra, it's really good practice to come back in and close it. I'm feeling guided to just to kind of really come in, and it's still a rose, right? Like it's still a beautiful flower that can bloom in the light. So when we give it attention, and then when we don't give it attention, it can kind of close up. So it can still run and do its thing, but the intention is for it to close. I'm going to go ahead and do that with all of mine here. And I just like to, just like that, a flower, I just like to come in and envision it closing. Like it's going night, night. Okay. I feel better. And it was really neat. They actually closed off our, the umbilical cord to our belly button energy. Whew. Okay. Well, that feels better. Wow. This Friday. So super quick. I wanted to share. So Dave is out of town. He's flying for work. He's going to be gone all week. So, I might have my little ones with us for our field trip on Friday, FYI. So if you're okay with that, I can ask. There's a friend that if she's home, I'll see if she can watch them for that afternoon or for that however long we're gone. But if anything, I'll have them busy and whatever. It's I think they'll be fine. I mean, they're pretty good kids, but I just wanted to let you know if that's comes up or if you're okay with that or what your thoughts and feelings were. So
what time is our field trip again? And is this to New Richmond?
Yeah, this is so we were going to meet around 10 in Hudson, like everyone kind of meets at a central location. And then we can all carpool together to.
Okay.
Yeah. So if it's just one or two cars or yeah, however, whatever that is, or people want to follow, we're in a little procession.
Caravan. Yeah. Do we want to, I mean, Hudson, you're going to pay for parking. So are we going out via North Hudson and up through Somerset, or what's our route? If you send me the address, let's pick a spot where we don't have to pay for parking.
Okay.
Like downtown might be a bit of a mess is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But there's
Shelly
plenty.
And I, yeah. Where we're at, we're up here on.
Oh, so you'd go over the top anyways.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So it'd be more like if we met up by Target and that area.
Oh, right. Yeah.
As opposed to downtown. Okay.
Yeah. That's a good idea actually.
Yeah. Thank you. I got a couple.
Yes.
You do. I mean, that might be a you know, there's a coffee shop there. You know what I'm saying? We can figure it out.
Right. Yeah. So, that's a really good idea.
So Target, if I stay on, is it Carmichael that I come in on?
Yep. It's on Carmichael, actually.
It is on Carmichael?
Yep. So if you just go past the 94 entrance, you know, the first you'll start seeing, you'll see Target then. It's on the, from Carmichael and 94, it's on the northwest corner, if that makes sense.
Okay.
If you MapQuest it, you'll find it. But yeah, that'd be really easy for you then.
Okay.
And Target has a big lot, so.
Yeah.
So the cars sitting there would be fine for a few hours.
Absolutely, yep. Yep.
Okay, I have another quick question, Steph, while we're on. I'm going to work on a couple of people that I work with at the spa today doing doing some energy work, the scalar wave and stuff.
Yes.
So for a practice, and I was wondering, because I am still such a, I like to touch and have hands on.
Yeah.
Can I call in scalar waves through my hands, or am I going to be having scalar waves go through my body also while I'm doing the treatment? I'm trying to figure that out in my brain.
Yeah, what I do is I like Cindy's system where the scalar waves go through the Great Spirit. So it's not through your energy. It's not coming from you. It's kind of just calling to the universe what the person needs. So it's not, you're not channeling it, but it's also because you're calling it in, it will heal you as well. You're guided to, and if you want to send out, you know, colors, frequencies, you know, the Reiki lightning, you know, the bolts and the, whatever you're guided to do. It doesn't resonate to send the scalar waves through me, through my body and person, but that's maybe if you do.
You know, because I like to go to areas that I'm guided to, but also lay on hands at that time, you know, besides the scalar waves. So I don't know. So then, I mean, if the scalar waves are working, helping me too, then my hands must be okay to put on the body.
Because that's what I do for people. I just kind of have it where it's like this, like, I don't know. This is a weird way to think of it, but you know, like a storm cloud over somebody and it just rains, but I see it as a beautiful white cloud, but it's all these colors, all these frequencies, all these things coming down for the person. So I'm watching as that happens, but it sparks my intuitive side to go where I'm guided to on their body. So, it really, I think, will help brighten your intuition or kind of just make it easier. And allowing that to, but if you're feeling like you need to call in, because I don't just see scalar waves, I see other colors too. I work a lot with that.
Yeah.
Or if, you know, in your hands, you want to hold the frequency to cut through, you know, if you're feeling whatever in their body or, you know, there's individually, I'll do that. But I don't know, play around with that and see if that's your.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I was just curious, as you know, I don't know if you, I really, like the energy coming straight from spirit and not having any anything going through another. I like that. But I didn't know if Reiki could be used also, but I think I will stay with the scalar waves. And I mean, it doesn't make any difference if I'm touching, I'm not necessarily.
Right.
Yeah.
I do notice though, for me, when I'm using a lot more of the lights and the frequencies, sessions haven't been as hands-on. Okay. The stones will do their thing, but this is just me, right? But if you're intentionally massaging, you can have your hands be the color of maybe like self-acceptance, or ask their soul if there's something, and like, or self-love, unconditional love. Maybe your hands are pain, okay, or, you know, healing, and really like you can play with the colors and see it integrate. Like their body absorbs it like lotion, like dry skin. They're like, oh, I love this feeling. It's so saturating, but there's a thirst. Like it's good. They want this energy integrated. You can do things like okay, that. And that's for me where when I'm I'm programming a lot. Yeah. That's why I'm probably not a good example for that, because you're the opposite of, you're touching all of them.
Yeah. So what color comes to me almost all the time is purple. So if I called in purple for my hands and worked with that that color and that energy, that would be,
yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Purple. I have purple all the time. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, that sounds exciting.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just gonna have fun with it. I haven't really done a full body thing, and I'm trying to put it together in my mind. And so I'm gonna work on two gals and see how that goes today. And so that I'm gonna do a little body work, just rocking and that kind of thing, and then just go into the energy and work through the chakras. So I'm kind of excited about doing that.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited for you too. I know you've been wanting to do this for a while.
Yeah.
Marcia, can you
hear me? Yes. Pardon me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. So when you were talking about purple, it really resonated. Yep. However, I didn't want you to get married into the idea of purple. Like if something else comes through, allow it.
Oh, yes. I have other colors that do come through, but almost always purple seems to be around it. But I have like gold and yellow will kind of flood through my sight. So, okay, yeah. Oh, I would never.
Just as long as you flow with it. Yeah.
Yeah. But my main thing that comes out most of the time is purple, kind of over all the other colors with, you know, at the same time. Yeah.
It makes sense. That's a pretty good color.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing color.
Okay. Yeah. I love it. So, thank you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Keep us posted too.
Yes, I will. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's, it's unlimited. I mean, it's really wherever you want to go with it, you can. I think that's why scalar waves are so easy for me though, because I've had my team work on people for so long. It's just another trust journey. I just know what's happening. And then I'll see things or then I feel like I'm tapped in because I'm not thinking about what I'm going to do next. Like that's, and this is just my take on it.
Right.
But I think because my team, like I've had to step aside because they're doing, you know, their little psychic surgery or they're doing whatever they're doing. And my angels are like, hey, can you just give us a moment? You know, so I literally have to step away from the healing table so the person, they can do what they need to do. So I'm really used to that and, really comfortable with it. So this is just another way of it's kind of the same thing, but whether if it's a scalar wave or a guide or whatever, it's all coming in. It's just how we register it. So
sure,
if it's easy for you to put scalar waves into angels and then just surround the person with these angels, and then you can watch the angels, because I like to put things in human form a lot. So I know, and that's where I feel like I get things more clearly, more, like, you know, communicating, and that communicative, I think that aspect of it is what helps me, because that's, I can watch body language and they can, okay, we're done or over here. Or so you can put scalar waves into that context if it helps you know where to be and how it looks, if that's helpful. Just
Have
it come into an angelic form or guide form or whatever you want. Yeah, play with it. Yeah, whatever is comfortable for you.
Okay, Steph, I have a question.
Yeah.
Can you, like, if you're doing massage, can you infuse the oil with, like, scalar waves?
Oh, for sure.
Just, like, with water? Okay. Oh,
yeah. God, are you kidding me?
Just yeah. Because, like, I love the idea of Marcia using her hands, but for me, like, I need a more, like, if I'm doing touch, I need more of the physical. So I just, like,
yeah,
I was like, if I could get past some of my barriers by putting it into something I'm using and then work yep. it into using my hands.
Yeah, that's exactly what that's really, I mean, coming back to it, it's really light codes. So that's what
okay. yep.
like my sprays that I make, it's like I call yep. in everything that is needed for, because it's a medium, you know, it's water, but it's also a spirit. And then if there's essential oils, you know, I'm blessing that, calling in those healing spirits, and then with the teams and the different colors, right? So like I'll see colors infused in it, putting out, you know, in the full moonlight, that energy comes in. So it's really, it's just another way to kind of, it's malleable energy that you can put into any form. And that crystals, they have it, they emanate it. Like I see these colors all the time. So for me, there's, it's kind of one in the same, but that's absolutely, mm-hmm. yeah, that's, it's kind of like you're just coding something. So the light codes, it's already within water, within that spirit, but then it's also the coding from the colors and the frequencies that you're drawing in to be the added healing measure, to be the added whatever that is. It's absolutely, that's, you can put it in an object, you can put it in anything. Like you can clear your bed, you can, there's all kinds
oh,
of.
Oh, that is so cool. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything you can get okay, your hands on. That's what I do before
well,
I paint too. Do I do it in my paints and my canvas?
Okay. Okay. And when you start getting good enough with making your pyramids, I want to buy one.
Oh,
I really do. They are. It looks so exciting back there to oh. go sit. And that's a really good. What size is that?
This one is they're 8 feet tall poles. So I do have
wow.
tall ceilings, and this is about maybe a foot from the floor, or I'm sorry, from the ceiling.
Wow.
But that's, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If, yeah, I, yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they look really exciting. I know they're, I went on line to look at them, and they are spendy. So,
yeah, I think that's kind of wow. Like,
yeah,
wow. I mean, just because you can yeah. doesn't mean you should. That's just yeah. my take, you know.
Right.
But yeah, it's oh my gosh. Yeah, it's exciting. So absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, so are you wanting one for your bed? Or for your, like, to sit in, like, an office chair? Or do you want a small, like, a table one? I guess, what size?
Actually, starting out, I would probably, I would like to have one go over my grids.
Okay.
Like a grid. You know, so that would be, like, a nine-inch kind of, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, you know, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And Steph, the other thing that just came into my mind that I've been forgetting, when we meet, I will pay you. I forgot to pay my monthly dues and
oh, right.
I'll get sure. it to you.
That's yeah, sure. That's fine. That works.
Okay. Okay.
All right, gals.
Okay.
Well, hope
we'll
you
see
have
you
a-
Friday.
Yes. Good rest of your week. Let me know if there's any questions. I'll definitely update you if I hear anything else on these fusion nodes, whatever else is coming in for that. So yeah, otherwise we'll connect. And I think, is that the plan? We're going to meet Friday morning at the Target parking lot.
Yeah. Should we say 9:30?
Yep. Well, the gals, she's ready for us to be there about 11. So
okay.
Yeah, if like by the time we coordinate everything and then head over there, we should be there by then.
So do you think 10:30 okay. then? Is it a 30-minute drive? I just don't have the address.
I don't know if it's a 30-minute. I can plug in the
Yeah, and then you just give us a time at Target.
Sure.
Okay, perfect.
Sure.
Fabulous. Two thumbs
up. Fabulous, darling.
Yes, yes.
Darling.
Well, okie dokie. We'll see you online soon here, but see you in person on Friday.
Perfect.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yes.